How teachers are navigating hybrid education. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. There was a point last fall when school districts across the country were poised to finally, fully return to in-person instruction. But as Omicron cases surged among students and school staff, many of those plans had to change. Some districts decided to remain open, and in others, teachers are bouncing between in-person and virtual instruction. For some of those instructors, virtual classes are now an easier lift compared to the start of the pandemic. But even as they struggled, some teachers have realized some unexpected benefits of remote learning. For example, Peter Tresnan, a middle school art teacher in New York City, found that remote learning improved attendance.
It wasn't uncommon for a kid to trek an hour and a half to school every single day. And so when you had remote learning, suddenly these kids could go to school anywhere in the city and it's accessible.
He says one student would often miss 2 days of school per week.
So she would have to take a ferry onto Manhattan and then take a ferry all the way from the south of Manhattan up to the top. It was awful. Remote learning made school accessible to her.
According to a survey from the Clayton Christensen Institute, 64% of teachers said attendance became a challenge when COVID cases surged, but many teachers found ways to make remote learning work for their students and for themselves. Thomas Arnett is a senior education researcher at the Institute.
They took advantage of the technology to make it so that students didn't have to learn at the same time with the teacher guiding the instruction.
82% of the 600 teachers surveyed said they preferred to use online programs to track student progress. And for Fane Winter, a teacher based in upstate New York, technology like Zoom's breakout rooms, in which she divides her students into smaller groups, has become a key part of her teaching process.
Because not everybody has to be on the same page, and you can meet students where they are. So that works in the classroom as well as remote.
But she says remote learning is still difficult.
Sometimes it's just getting certain students to come to class, is to log on to Zoom for a myriad of reasons. Some of our students just don't have internet at home.
Winter's district is providing Wi-Fi hotspots to students who need them to help them stay connected. But going back and forth between in-person and remote is something many teachers are having a hard time keeping up with. Tanisha Moore teaches middle school in Michigan.
We need time to prepare those online lessons. And it's different on how you would prepare a lesson as if you were in the classroom.
She says her school district took advantage of federal money through the Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Program, or ESSER, to equip teachers and students with laptops. According to the Christensen Institute survey, over 60% of teachers say their school district is using ESSER funds to help teachers and students stay connected. And now for some related links. You can read more from the Christensen Institute survey on our website, marketplacetech.org. It includes stories from teachers who talk about other challenges they're facing right now, like supporting students' social and emotional needs and managing in-class student behavior. We'll also link to a CNN story about nationwide teacher and substitute teacher shortages, which have been exacerbated by the highly transmissible Omicron variant. According to CNN, in some communities, when substitute teachers also get sick and need a backfill, districts have been asking alumni and parents to step in to help. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.